Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. This is the end of a long road trip, a 4-6 road trip that pretty much ended the Giants' hopes of making the postseason this year. I think guys started to acknowledge that the last couple of days as they looked at the standings and looked at what they did on this road trip, where they just really didn't hit it all, and that's something that's been an issue for them. And you look up and all of a sudden you're 9 games out, 9.5 games out, and too many teams ahead of them, I think, at this point. And they kind of were saying that even after winning on Thursday, that there are just too many teams that they have to hope falter as they try to go on a winning streak. So it is what it is. I think, you know, we'll see what happens in September and what they can do, and if there's any way that they can bring some excitement to the park and maybe call some kids up. And speaking of that, I think, you know, even in this season, there have been some bright spots. And today, definitely, we'll focus on one of them. Derek Rodriguez is somebody I've wanted to talk to for a while, and the timing is pretty good right now because he is returning to the rotation on Friday night. He will continue to try to build off what he's done, which is really pretty incredible. He's been their best pitcher most of the year, and somebody who is right there. I mean, it's a tough NL Rookie of the Year race with Soto and Acuna, but he has been right there and certainly has been the best rookie pitcher in the National League. So it was fun talking to him, and I think you'll enjoy this conversation. He really gets into how he became a pitcher and how he has developed kind of on the fly this year as a rookie. Couple quick things before that interview. First, you'll hear a phone a couple times early on. As annoying as it is, that also is the phone that comes from the replay guys. So if you've ever wanted to hear what it's like in the dugout when Chad Chop and Sean Dunson call down and tell them to review a play, that's that phone. It is very loud, obviously. It's something that they don't want to miss during a game when people are cheering and yelling. You can definitely hear it. Second of all, I want to thank our sponsor, Wendy's. Wendy's believes that fresh beef makes for a juicier hamburger. That's why they put fresh beef on every hamburger every day. Try today on a Dave's Double and taste for yourself the difference fresh beef makes. Fresh beef is available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Thank you, as always, to Wendy's for sponsoring us. Something I usually mention, if you can, subscribe to this podcast. Leave a review if you like it. That helps us quite a bit. Now, an interview with Derek Rodriguez.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Derek Rodriguez, I want to take you back to the beginning of your pitching career and just kind of ask you, how did that go? I mean, it must be weird when you're a position player your whole life and you start your professional career that way. What was kind of the process of becoming a pitcher?
Well, it was a lot of bullpens.
Yeah.
A lot of bullpens and a lot of long toss. I mean, the hardest part about converting was probably the aches and pains that you went through, like in my arm, just from throwing off the mound, not even throwing off-speed stuff. So that was probably the worst part. And, you know, it was just a grind of throwing a lot of bullpens. I probably threw a bullpen 3 or 4 times a week just to get used to everything. And you know, but it was fun. It was, you know, something I will never forget.
What was your reaction when they told you that, look, we're going to turn you into a pitcher? I mean, I've read that you right away were like, let's not even wait a year. Let's just start this now.
Yeah, because they said, I mean, regardless of what happens, they were going to switch me. So I was like, well, I'd waste a year. You know, there's no point in wasting a year. So, I was actually on my way to the field in winter ball. And there was already rumors going around and everything. So I was the one that called the front office in the Twins organization, and I asked them what was going on, and that's when they told me their plan. So But, you know, it really didn't surprise me that much.
Yeah. Do you get out there right away and start seeing how hard you're throwing or getting a gun on you, or was it more about kind of figuring out how to pitch?
Yeah, at first it was just, I was just trying to let it eat, you know, and then that's when I realized you got to try and cut back a little bit and control the ball, throw in and out. So, but, you know, the bullpens, the first couple of bullpens, I think I threw maybe two strikes out of the whole time. So, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I mean, that whole process of switching over and everything, it was just something I will never forget. And all the coaches that had all the patience with me were awesome.
We see now you have a pretty good repertoire, and you can go at guys with four pitches. How long did it take you to become a four-pitch guy?
This year?
Yeah, okay.
This year. Last year, I had those pitches, but I was very inconsistent with them. And then I worked really hard this offseason. I mean, I was like, you know, let's make a good impression. So it was new team, big league camp, you know, just sharpen everything up that I had. And, you know, it worked out. I started throwing my two-seam a little bit more. Just worked on that during the offseason, and it's paid off this year.
Really. At what point did you feel like you were a pitcher instead of a position player?
Probably my first year pitching, I still felt like I was a position player. I was a reliever, so it felt weird not even playing all the time. I only threw like 22 innings that year too, so it was a grind. But I mean, it was probably my second year starting. That's probably when I felt, all right, now I'm a pitcher, and you know. But before that, I still felt, you know, I still had the hitter mentality and all that stuff. So yeah, that's when it all turned for me.
Were you surprised that they put that much energy, I guess, as coaches in that organization to turn you into a pitcher and try to find something and then ultimately did not put you on the 40-man roster and let you go?
I mean, that's a business, I guess. They told me they had guys that were ahead of me and what they decided, that was their decision, you know. So, you know, offseason and free agent started, and I got an offer from the Giants, and I liked this offer better than the ones the Twins gave me, and I liked the opportunity over here a lot better than what the Twins had. So, yeah, I mean, it really was kind of a no-brainer signing here, to be honest with you. So, yeah, what's up?
I know for the Giants, they've said you were somebody they watched all year, and I know they reached out as soon as you became a free agent. What were your expectations, and what did you know about the organization and the opportunity that they might be able to give you?
Well, I knew about, you know, the history of the Giants and all that stuff, and, you know, the three World Series and the team that they had and all that stuff. But, you know, it wasn't until I talked to Pablo that he really told me, like, the inside scoop of the organization and how the staff and everything was. So that was pretty much, like, but the game changer for me. So yeah, he told me that, and I think 2 days passed. I think they called me 30 minutes into the free agency market, and I had an offer the next morning, and I signed maybe a week later. So it was a quick turnaround.
So there's no hesitation about
No, there really wasn't. So, you know, I was excited. I was being in the West Coast and California and all that stuff. So, you know, it's worked out. I love it. It's awesome.
You come into camp as, you know, a non-roster guy, and we didn't see a whole lot of you until they let you face the Diamondbacks that one day. At that time, did you feel like you were going to get the opportunity that you've gotten?
Probably not, because, I mean, I was so used to, for 3 years, like, I was so used to being a starter, and it was so different for me coming out of the bullpen. But then when they gave me the opportunity to start against the Diamondbacks, I mean, in my head that night, I was like, all right, this is probably the perfect time to show everybody what you got. And, you know, I took advantage of the situation, and, you know, I threw three good innings. And I mean, I think that's what pushed me over the edge. And I think that's when they saw the ability that I have. And, you know, a month and a half later into the season, I was here. So it was a quick turnaround, and is, you know, I'm grateful.
We've talked to you a lot about, I mean, how you've had the success, and you've talked a lot about Buster and Nick and what they've taught you. What's the main thing they've done with you that you think, and you know, Kurt or whoever else is down there that's helped you not just stay here, but you know, post a 2.2 ERA to this point.
Yeah, I think what they've done with me is they didn't want me to change anything. They just got, you know, they grabbed my four pitches, the ones that I know how to throw well, and they just work with it. You know, they tweaked it maybe a little bit here and there, telling me to throw it, you know, start it here instead of here and all that stuff. But, you know, they've helped me out so much back there. It's unbelievable. You know, I'm super lucky being called into the league for the first time, and I get to throw to a catcher like Buster Posey and Nick Hundley. So, you know, just having those guys back there even gives you that confidence that you know you're gonna succeed at this level, and you're gonna get this guy out, whoever it is, doesn't matter. You know, if it's an MVP or, you know, a rookie. So you know you're gonna succeed. That's the type of confidence that they give you when they're back there.
You know, I talked to guys who were with you earlier this year in AAA, and I said, did you know Derek was for real? And they mentioned two things. One, a little swagger, I guess, on the mound, and yeah, the fact that you're never affected by anything, which we've seen. And the other thing, they all kind of do this and put their hands up and down and to the side and say he can throw it anywhere in the strike zone. Those two things, the second part, I guess, that's something you have to learn about pitching. But the first part, is that something you've just always had that confidence and not let anything, we haven't seen anything bother you on the mound?
Yeah, no, man, it's a game. At the end of the day, it's a game. You got to enjoy yourself when you're out there. You know, nobody's holding a knife to your neck or anything. So, you know, just enjoy it, have fun, you know, pitch your game, and, you know, at the end of the day, you're alive. You know, so, you know, I go out there, you know, throw my pitches. If I give up a home run, I just go right after the next guy and you know, have fun. That's the main thing for me, have fun.
You haven't given up a lot of home runs. Or are you surprised when you look up the scoreboard and see your overall numbers? I think we see start by start and can see the progression and how you're doing it. But to be this late in the season with a 2.2 ERA and WHIP, I think, is right around one.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've worked so hard, to be honest with you, to try and put those numbers and finally seeing that they're that low.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's just a sigh of relief, you know, for me after being so many years in the minor leagues and being converted over to a pitcher and being, you know, pitching for 4 years and having the success that I'm having right now and knowing that I still don't know everything, that I still got stuff, a lot of stuff to learn. So that's, you know, that's what helps me out there, to be honest with you. And like I said, Buster and Hundley helped me out so much.
You know, the league's going to adjust at some point, and the tape will get around. Is that something, I mean, I've seen you as being pretty competitive. Are you looking forward to kind of the cat and mouse game of guys who have seen you now and faced you two or three times, but you get to show them something different?
I am. I'm really excited because, you know, the same way they're seeing me and they got to face me. I've faced them and I see videos of them too. So, you know, if the league makes an adjustment, you know, that's part of the game. You got to make an adjustment with it. So, I'm not that worried about it. Yeah, I'll be good.
Do you feel like this happened? I mean, before you got hurt the last couple starts, I know there was a day where you said the fastball wasn't there and then the curveball wasn't there. And do you feel like you've already been able to show that you can be out there with two pitches, three pitches, and still mix it up?
Yeah. I feel like even if I don't have my best stuff, I'm still gonna go out there and I'm a compete. You know, I could be at 80% of what my stuff is, and I'm still gonna try and give my chance a team to win. You know, so yeah, like I said, that day that I didn't have my fastball, the high velocity fastball that I usually could get up to like 94, 95. That day I was maybe like 90, 91, but, you know, everything else was working. I told Buster to start, you know, throwing my cutter and my two-seam a little bit more, using my changeup more in hitters' counts. And it worked out. And then other days my curveball isn't on, but it still moves, you know, it's still sharp, but it's not in the zone. So as long as they see that, you know, they change of eye level, and then I'll throw them something else. So, yeah, it's a game of adjustments. I mean, I think I give, you know, growing around big league clubhouses and around the game, I think it taught me from a young age that, you know, how to make adjustments and how to act and how to do everything. So
you've started to get a lot of questions about the Rookie of the Year race. Are you watching Soto and Acuña and what these guys are doing, or do you try to keep that out of your mind?
I mean, I'm not watching them, but it's hard when you watch TV and that's all that pops up. So, yeah, man, those guys, I faced Acuña last year. He's a stud. He's unbelievable. going to be around for a lot of years. And Soto's unbelievable, too. The dude plays like a veteran. His at-bats are unbelievable. The way he acts, it's awesome. But, yeah, I mean, being in that race with those guys, it's a blessing knowing that last year I was in Double-A and, now I'm in the top for Rookie of the Year. So, it's just a blessing being here, to be honest with you. And I'm just enjoying every moment of it. And whatever happens at the end of the year, I'm just going to enjoy this year and the year has been.
The last question I have for you kind of plays off of that. I mean, last year you were in Double-A. Mm-hmm. Now you go into next season, I mean, ready to be in a rotation, ready mm-hmm. for a full year. How does your offseason change? What would you like to do this offseason? Do you want to relax finally or just keep working on things?
No, this is when you got to work harder. This year started off the season. I mean, Triple-A minor leagues usually starts a little later than the big league season, so, and ends about a month early. So the big league season is a long season, and, I'm going to work as hard as I can to, next year try and throw as close to 200 innings as I can. The most I've thrown is 132, I think it was, and that was last year, and I'm at like 130 right now. So, just try and work as hard as I can, get my body and my arm and my legs in shape as much as I can, and, get ready for a good 2019 season.
Derek, you've been one of the bright spots of this year, and I know Giants fans excited to have you back on Friday at home, and just a short break for you here. So welcome back, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.